Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Welcome to this special weekend podcast we do for you every other weekend. We like to highlight some of the really great interviews we do on the radio show. It's not due to me, but great guests, and you deserve to hear from them. If you'd like to listen to the radio show live, go to Bongino.com any weekday. Click on Station Finder to find out where there's a station near you. We've got a great lineup for you this weekend as well. Let me get to our first sponsor. Hey, using the internet without ExpressVPN is like having a first aid kit, but not keeping it stocked up. What's the point? Most of the time you could be okay, but what if an actual emergency happens? How are you going to stop bleeding if you don't have the equipment in the first aid kit? Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, any hacker on the same network can gain access to your personal data. Doesn't take a lot of technical knowledge to do it either and to hack someone. Your data is really valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so hackers can't steal your sensitive data in between. It's super secure and easy to use. You just fire up the app, click a button, and get protected. And ExpressVPN works on all your devices so you can stay secure on the go. Folks, it's important to me to use ExpressVPN. You know why? It's nobody's business what me and what I'm doing online. I've got contacts I'm dealing with. It's none of their business. It's nobody's business. Get ExpressVPN, secure online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Bongino, E-X-P-R-E-S-S, expressvpn.com/Bongino. You can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/Bongino. First up today, we talked about a guy I've known for a while. I saw a clip of him on Twitter in the debate where he absolutely tore his hapless opponent, Tim Kaine, apart in Virginia. You got to listen to this interview. This guy's a really great candidate. It was a real shot in Virginia. So, folks, it is critically important that we not just show up to vote in the presidential election. You have this phenomenon in elections called roll-off. People roll off as you go down the ballot, meaning they'll vote for maybe president, governor, Senate, and then they leave the rest blank. That is a huge, huge mistake. The greatest, I might say, biggest tragic irony of that is that the elections at the bottom of the ballot are the ones where your vote matters the most. In the state of Florida I'm in, we have critical constitutional amendments on marijuana, abortion. These are critical issues that are going to affect your everyday life. You have Senate campaigns around the country that could determine if Donald Trump wins, if he's impeached or not, because the Democrats are crazy. It is critically important we vote in these races and push these candidates across the finish line. I want to introduce to you now a really electric candidate from a fantastic state, Virginia, I know very well from having lived in a border state of Maryland. Hung Cao, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. How's the campaign going? Just give us kind of a general outlay so far.
Well, Dan, first of all, thank you for having me on. My wife and I are huge fans, and Virginia is energized. I've been all over Virginia, and people are fired up, and they want to get out there and vote for Donald Trump and myself because I'm replacing Tim Kaine. This is Hillary Clinton's running mate, the other terrible Tim from Minnesota, right? Both from Minnesota. Both are terrible governors, and on November 5th, both will be failed vice presidential candidates.
We're talking to Hung Cao, U.S. Senate nominee for the Republican Party in the great state of Virginia. You know, I'm convinced that if there's going to be an upset on Election Day, you know, we look pretty good in Montana with Sheehy, Hovde's making some moves in Wisconsin. These are all Senate races I'm talking about, folks. We have Bernie Moreno in Ohio, but if there's going to be an upset, there is something happening in Virginia. I think you're feeling it too. I don't want to take away from your time, but this is technically not because it's you anyway. I want to play a quick clip of your debate with Tim Kaine, an atrocious United States senator. And you really stood up for the U.S. military here. This is amazing. Folks, listen to this. Check this out.
When you're using a drag queen to recruit for the Navy, that's not the people we want. What we need is alpha males and alpha females who are going to rip out their own guts, eat them, and ask for seconds. Those are young men and women that are going to win wars.
Man, Hung Cao, let me tell you something. We have been itching for someone to speak plainly and candidly about the status of our amazing U.S. military like that. I played that on my show, and the feedback I got was from across the country. I really applaud you for speaking plainly and honestly. I know you're deeply concerned about our military.
I am. I mean, you know, the military, I mean, that's the backbone of this country. I mean, that's the American spirit. remember in World War II, every ship that was sunk in Pearl Harbor were raised back up by the United States Navy, by the Navy divers, and refitted for war, except for USS Utah and USS Arizona, and sent back out to chase the same Japanese fleet that sank them. That's the American spirit. And in 9/11, we took the metal from the World Trade Centers and forged it into USS New York. That's the military that says, you know what, you can knock us down, but we'll never stay down. And I love this military so much because I love this country so much. I came here as a refugee from Vietnam, and this country gave us everything. That's why I wrote a blank check up to include my life to defend this country.
You're really an amazing candidate. I've been following you for a while. You're running in Virginia. Again, we're talking to Hung Cao. I encourage you to look him up. Look up his debate performance. There were a number of amazing answers on immigration, and we can get to that in a second. But I'm pretty familiar with Virginia, Maryland politics in the region. I ran in Maryland, ran for Congress over there. But you find yourself at Virginia events a lot because it's the same activists and everything like that. So I'm pretty familiar with the politics. And the irony, as you know well, is people used to move from Maryland to Virginia because Maryland was dominated by blue Democrat liberal politics. What happened under the before Glenn Youngkin, Virginia had become so red due to the some of the northern portions of it that it turned really blue that people were actually moving back to Maryland that had a Republican governor under Hogan. Hung Cao, I'd never seen anything like that before, but I think Virginians have really kind of had enough of that. Glenn Youngkin's done a lot for it. Donald Trump has done a lot for Virginia. I really do believe the politics of that state are changing. I'm sensing something just like Pennsylvania.
No, you're absolutely right, Dan. I mean, look, the same people that got us to this mess, a 30-year career politician like Tim Kaine is saying, give me until year 2030 and I promise this time I'll fix everything. We're not buying that. You know, they got us into this mess. This border issue is a mess. I mean, my family came here as refugees and we grabbed onto American Dream, but we paid back in full. But not only that, Dan, we waited for 7 years for citizenship and we were so proud of it.
Yeah. You gave another incredible answer. I'll let you say it. I don't want to take away any more of your time, but you were speaking about immigration during the debate with Tim Kaine. We're talking to Hung Cao, Republican Senate candidate in Virginia. And sir, this is a really sensitive topic with me. My wife is a legal immigrant from Colombia and passionately loves this country. Her mom is shockingly, almost, her mom is more conservative than Genghis Khan. I mean, she did it the right way. And she feels like, why did I go through all of this? And I mean, her mom is just such an amazing story. I don't even like to talk about it because I get choked up. It matters to me so much. Her mom is, I've almost kind of adopted her as my mother. You know, used to sleep in a one-bedroom apartment in Jackson Heights with her three kids, my wife being the middle child. And she used to tell me stories. She couldn't afford any food. So because they would sleep heads, tails on this one mattress, she could hear the kids' stomachs at night. And it would just eat her alive. And it would just bring a tear to my eye. Everything she did. And she refused to accept any government handouts. And, you know, she's 70 years old right now. She's like a hero of mine, but her body's just beaten down from working at the airport the whole time and everything she gave for this country. And to try to make this sick Tim Kaine, you know, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden argument now that doesn't matter and you shouldn't have to earn your citizenship and your place in this country and you should just walk across the border illegally, to a guy like yourself from a family of immigrants who said, no, you come here, fine. Just follow the rules and we'll embrace you with open arms. This has to be grotesquely offensive to you.
No, it is, Dan. I mean, it's just they're destroying this country and they're turning this country into what we ran away from. So I think that, you know, you talk about how Northern Virginia is very blue. Well, the immigrants up here are seeing the same thing I am, and that's why they're fired up. I was able to move a lot of the demographics up there. I ran for Congress in 2022 in the 10th Congressional District, which includes Loudoun County. I didn't win, but I moved that needle from an area where Joe Biden won by 19%. I took it down to 6%. That's why Tim Kaine's so worried, because, you know, that's always been a stronghold for them. They just win Northern Virginia and it's done. But for someone like me to come in and move that needle so far over, that scares the crap out of them. And not only that, if the South comes out, we've already won this race. I mean, I've been in Southwest Virginia. I was stationed, you know, for three tours of duty down in Norfolk in the Hampton Roads area. We know how to get the people out there, and that's why they're fired up.
Yeah, we're talking to Hung Cao, a U.S. Senate nominee in the great, wonderful, beautiful state of Virginia. Love it down there. Hung Cao, I have been told many times by some people who are naysayers who hear about races like this, they're like, ah, you know what? It's just impossible. It's not going to happen. We're never going to win. And I say, really, whether you like these guys or not, I like a couple of them. I encourage you to look up the last time Donald Trump was on the presidential ballot, first time, 2016, the names, you know, Pat Toomey, Ron Johnson. There's going to be such a massive turnout in this election that anyone dismissing your race and going, oh, Tim Kaine's been around forever, whatever. Virginia has a history with upsets. I encourage you to look at House of Representatives race and a guy named Eric, and you'll know that. You have a damn good chance if you can pull Trump-like numbers and get people out to win this race. Now, I know, you know, these are, I don't really trust polling because polling is kind of garbage. But do you have any kind of internal numbers showing Donald Trump making a move in Virginia? Because I'm convinced if he makes a move there, you could be swearing in the U.S. Senate.
Absolutely. Because here's the thing. It's about 2 to 4%, which is within the margin of error. And I'll buy you the biggest steak, Dan, at the biggest, you know, at Brewster's Steakhouse, wherever. If you're going to find me somebody that's going to vote for Donald Trump and in the same breath vote for Tim Kaine, that person does not exist. So my numbers are Trump's numbers, and we're surging Virginia. And if you don't believe me, then look at the early ballots. Basically, we have 45 days of early voting in Virginia, and you know, absentee ballots are coming in. We are doubling what we did in 2024, Republican-wise. We are closing the gap. It used to be leaning 40%. Democrat, where, you know, we win on election day, but then they bring in all the early votes and then we lose because they had 40% more. Well, now we're teetering between 12 and 14% every day.
Folks, I want you all to remember, too, we're talking to Hung Cao. And by the way, you're saying, damn, why do you keep repeating his name? Because, ladies and gentlemen, everything I do for a reason. Name ID is a very big thing. This is a good candidate. I really want you to make sure that you tattoo his name on your brain so you don't forget it. I want the whole country to remember this. By the way, what's your website? Put it out clearly so the audience can go check you out. I don't want to, before I ask the next question, go with that.
It's hungforva, so hungforva.com. I mean, look, you may not be able to vote for me, but I'll vote for you because my vote in the Senate will, you know, thwart all this crazy leftist, communist, socialist agenda.
True. That's a fact. That vote is a national vote, even though it's in the state of Virginia. Last question, I'll let you go. We're talking to Hung Cao. The buffer is important. There are a couple of U.S. senators. It's not important who they are, but everyone can figure it out. One rhymes with Shmisa Smirkowski. There are other people out there who are not reliable Republican votes. We're laughing, but you know it's true. And winning the Senate's not enough. Yes, the Tester Sheehy race looks good. Great. Don't get cocky, but it looks good. Moreno looks good. We get it. West Virginia looks good for us. We understand. It's not enough. If we wind up with 51 or 52, Lisa Murkowski, who has a history as a fake Republican of voting against us, is going to screw us over. We need a couple more races. We need either Larry Hogan, who's not typically a reliable Republican, but I'd rather have him than the alternative, or we need a race like yours in Virginia. It is critical. We have that essential conservative vote buffer. We could be in a lot of trouble, even if we do win the Senate.
No, you're absolutely right, Dan. I mean, you're going to need people that believe in the Constitution, that have put their lives on the line to defend this country and the Constitution. I've done for 25 years in Navy Special Operations, fighting in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Somalia. I'm not going to let this country turn into what I ran away from, over my dead body.
By the way, you are a very skilled debater. I've done a lot of political debates, and not just running for office, but, you know, on TV. And it's not easy. You have to obviously be able to think on your feet. And, man, that answer about the military I just played, I mean, just sliced through. And it's one of those sound bites. I heard it the next day, and I said, Jim, did I not text you? I said, get this guy on the show, stat. His website, hungforva.com. Hung Cao, GOP nominee in the great state of Virginia. Go check him out. Spread the word. Tell your Virginia friends to vote. Send him a few bucks if you got it. It'd be really helpful. We'll try to have you back on before Election Day. I really believe you got a shot here. And thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Dan. You're the best.
You got it, brother. Hey, we're on in WMAL. It is an absolute blowtorch station in Washington, D.C., simulcast on FM, AM. It is a huge monster signal. Everyone in our WMAL audience, everyone across the country, these candidates are important. Go watch this guy's debate. I don't know him personally. We've never had coffee together. I'm just telling you, we're going to need people who can walk the walk and talk the talk. It is not good enough to win with 51 seats in the Senate. We could lose the whole thing. No one should get cocky about any of this. We're going to need an upset somewhere. It's going to have to happen. Is it Sam Brown? Is it Hung Cao? I don't know. But we need it because we need a buffer. Coming up, another great interview, but let's hear from our next sponsor. There's a lot at stake in this upcoming election, but regardless of who's sitting in the White House, the fuse on the economy has already been lit. 4 years of a conservative presidency will not be enough to turn the tide in our $35 trillion national debt. And if the left wins, it's like throwing gas on a dumpster fire. You don't have a lot of control over the election's outcome, but you can help protect your savings by diversifying now into gold from Birch Gold. For millennia, gold has often stood firm in the face of greedy governments, economic upheavals, and global strife. And now it can help protect you. Birch Gold, the gold company I use, will help you convert an IRA or 401k into an IRA in physical gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. In the past 4 years, inflation has seen increases of as much as 19%, and the price of gold has increased 40%. Coincidence? Text Dan to 989898. Get your free info kit on gold and trust Birch Gold as I do to help protect your savings. Text Dan to 989898 today. Message and data rates apply. Paid for by Birch Gold. Eric Hovde's a great candidate in Wisconsin. He can defeat Tammy Baldwin. We need to support these guys and these women running out there. We've got a real shot. Check this interview out. I promise you for the next 19 days, this is going to be the home for you, where you're going to learn about other candidates down ballot who we need to be supporting. Folks, Donald Trump winning by himself and losing the House and the Senate candidly does us no good. You'd have to rely exclusively on executive orders. He'll be impeached for piracy on the open seas or some ridiculous thing they'll make up. There will be no Trump presidency. It's like a quarterback with no offensive line. It's just not going to happen. It's going to be like fetch. This is a guy I've heard a lot about in Wisconsin. This was a race that was expected to be competitive, but I think a lot of people put on a back burner. The polling now seems to indicate that this has not only become competitive, but hyper-competitive. It's out of the state of Wisconsin. It's the Eric Hovde, Tammy Baldwin race. Eric Hovde is a Republican nominee. It's a real pleasure to talk to him today. Eric, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Dan, it's great being on your show. Thanks for having me.
You have run, from what I've heard from trusted friends, I'm not talking about swampies, I mean people who are real conservatives, one of the cleanest campaigns in a long time. They've been particularly impressed with your ability to absolutely stay on message. And here's what I'm hearing from Evita Duffy works with me over here. Her mother is Rachel from Fox, and her father, Sean Duffy, was a congressman there. They know Wisconsin politics better than anyone. And they've told me that it's really hard anywhere in Wisconsin to find a Harris Wall sign anywhere, that the excitement for not only Donald Trump, but Republican candidates like you, Eric Hovde, is very real, and Wisconsin could turn back in our column.
Look, if you drive our state, and I'm driving right now to an event, you'll see Trump and Hovde signs everywhere. If this vote was decided by signs, it would be a 90-10 landslide. But look, I've been staying on the issues. Look, the people of Wisconsin have been hurt like everybody with inflation. We're crushing the middle and working class and the elderly, talking about the open border, I call it the rotten onion. Why do I say that term? Because an onion has many layers to it. You know, it's compounding the housing and health care problems, access to both of those when we bring in 16, 20 million illegal immigrants. The crime issues. We had believe it or not, Dan, we had a mother and her daughter in a small town of 5,000 people where a Venezuelan gang member brutally raped and assaulted them for over a day. And we've had multiple incidences. And then I talk a lot about the fentanyl crisis. We lost 108,000 Americans last year, 112,000 the year before. This poison's produced in China, brought to the drug cartels, brought up over our southern border. It's the number one leading cause of death of 18 to 45 year olds. And then lastly, the humanitarian crisis. Look, I've been fighting against the sex trafficking trade for 20 years. I have my foundation with Hubdi Homes around the world, and I've been doing a lot in this country. In fact, I funded something called Spotlight, a tool that all law enforcement uses to try to scan where young people are being trafficked, because most of it's done on the internet. And what they've done, where they can't account for 300,000 children, and sadly, I can say a lot of those children have ended up in the sex trade. So, you know, what they've done to our country, and then crazy things, pushing, you know, for boys to play in girls' sports and guys to go in girls' locker rooms and bathrooms, it's insanity. We all know it. They've turned our country upside down, our morality upside down. As I say, I feel like I've entered into a bad episode of The Twilight Zone, where what is right has become wrong and what is wrong has become right.
We're talking to Eric Hovde, Republican nominee for the United States Senate in the state of Wisconsin. Remember the name, H-O-V-D-E. Eric, I have to applaud you for taking the transgender sports issue head on. You know, liberals want to paint this as kind of a tertiary or quaternary issue, and it's not really that big of a deal. You Republicans are making a big deal of it. You know, it is a big deal. It's not just about locker rooms, although that's bad enough. It's not just about a volleyball game. It's about a cultural shift and an attack on our objective values. You want to live your own personal life as an adult your way? Fine. We're Republicans. We're the party of individual freedom, meaning you do you, I do me. That's not what's happening. What's happening now, Eric, and you've been speaking forcefully about this. I read a nice Wall Street Journal piece about you a couple of weeks ago, is that they're forcing this ideology on us, saying you will essentially comply. And we're saying, no. That's not our thing. That's your thing. You leave that in your zone of influence, and I'm going to do mine. And from what I'm hearing, you going head on at this issue has really created a groundswell of support for you against Tammy Baldwin, who, of course, is all in on the, you know, men and women's locker rooms thing.
Oh, 100%. Look, it's personal for me because I'm a girl dad, and my youngest daughter was the female athlete of the year in the state of Wisconsin in 2017. She was a superb athlete. And to think that she would have had to compete against guys. Look, when I grew up, girls didn't have a lot of opportunities in sports. And then I saw how they got all these opportunities. I thought, how wonderful. And I loved cheering my daughter on, both my daughters, but my youngest one was just a freak athlete. And to see that we're attacking and destroying their sport, and then to think that they're trying to force through the Department of Education and the Department of Agriculture, telling school districts, if you don't accept this and the change to Title IX, then we'll deprive you of your money. I mean, where do they get off? The last thing I want is for our young girls to have some guy in there when they're trying to change or go to the bathroom. So, yeah, you're exactly right. If you're an adult, you want to do what you want to do, go ahead. But, you know, what they're pushing and then transgendering young kids. I mean, look, we don't allow kids to get in a car and drive till 16, 17. We don't allow them to vote till 18 or join the military. We don't allow them to drink alcohol until 21. But we're going to give them medications that fundamentally change their hormones and do a ton of damage or mutilate their body as children. It's insanity. And it's just time we all stand up and say, we're not taking it anymore. So, you know, I've made it an issue because we got to take this country back. We got to get back to common sense, morality, and all the things that made our country great.
Talking to Eric Hovde, Republican nominee for the United States Senate in Wisconsin, in an unbelievably tight race. Even liberal-leaning polls have this thing within the margin of error. Folks, we've got to vote down ballot. Do not forget, if you are in the state of Wisconsin and you are voting for Donald Trump, you have to fill in that bubble, please, for Eric Hovde. We have a Democrat Senate and a Democrat House. There will be an impeachment on day one for some made-up charge. Eric, I know you're running a really good race because you and Dave McCormick have been closing a lot of ground in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, respectively. And their attacks on both of you are the same. And they're candidly hilarious. The Democrat Tammy Baldwin attack on you, from what I've seen, is basically, and I'm not making this up, that you're a successful businessman. It's almost like she's pretending, Jim's laughing, my producer, but I've read the attacks and I'm like, this really appeals to the lowbrow voter. The entire attack is like, man, this guy made money. And you're like, that's the point. Wait, you want a failed businessman? I don't understand. Like, you want people in the U.S. Senate who've never succeeded in business? You and McCormick, the exact same attacks. That's how I know they're really desperate and they really have nothing else.
Look, you used a great sports analogy, and that was if President Trump becomes president and he doesn't have a House and Senate, then it's like a quarterback without an offensive line. He's just going to get killed and he won't be able to move the ball down the field. Well, that is absolutely correct. Let me use another one. What do you want if your quarterback for your football team goes down? I'm a diehard Packer fan. You want the very best quarterback you can find, somebody who's been successful. You want the best. Don't we want people that actually understand how our economy works, how our healthcare system works, why we're short housing? How would Senator Baldwin or any of these career politicians ever understand any of that? You know, I have a real estate development company. I understand the problems of housing. I've employed thousands of employees. I understand the problems in our healthcare, which is causing costs to go up and access to go down. I understand what we're doing by all this debt. We're destroying our country's economic future and the fact we're heading rapidly into a debt crisis. I understand how our financial markets work. She has no clue on any of this, and we so need people with expertise. Look, our founding fathers, what did they want? They wanted citizen legislators, people that had skill sets, be it a businessman, farmer, a doctor, to go serve a term or two, make this country better, and then return back to their communities. That's my whole view on it. I would never have done this except my country, the country I love, is failing, and I couldn't sit on the sideline and passively just watch my country get melted down. So I want to go serve for a term or two and then get the heck out of that swamp.
Well, listen, I really hope that happens. One more question. We'll let you get to your event. We're talking to Eric Hovde, H-O-V-D-E. He is running for the United States Senate in a critical state, Wisconsin, in an airtight race against a do-nothing senator who is known, especially in D.C., for taking credit for other people's work. Look it up, folks. Don't take my word for it. She's done nothing. She just claims credit for other people's stuff. Eric, last question for you. Public safety is going to be a huge issue, especially in the state of Wisconsin. You got areas from Milwaukee to Kenosha. They're very concerned about safety. It's a kitchen table issue. Nobody wants to get robbed, a home invasion. Clearly, it's fairly obvious. The FBI, it turns out today, the numbers we said looked manipulated. They're admitting that today, that the actual crime rates are in fact up and not down. And that was a fake talking point. You're out there all over the state campaigning in this critical swing state. I'm convinced inflation, the border, and public safety are going to carry this election. And the good news is candidates like you and the Republican Party were ahead on all three of these. Address the public safety component, if you could.
It's a huge thing. And here I sit in a wonderful state where our biggest city, Milwaukee, that I have real estate properties and I love going over there for Bucks and Brewers games, is one of the murder capitals of our country. And when I go into the Black or Hispanic communities, what do I hear all the time? We need the National Guard called out. They're not safe. Sex trafficking is booming in Milwaukee. It's one of the epicenters of it. What do you think we're going to get? The dumbest idea I've ever heard in my life was defund the police. Look what the left pushed with that. And then opening our southern border and allowing, you know, criminals and fentanyl to pour into our country. It's insanity at its highest. And look, I got the endorsement by the Wisconsin Police Association and Milwaukee Police Association. I'm proud. I'm going to always stand with the men and women in the blue. And we got to have their backs because they're out there, putting their life on the line to protect us. And to think how we turned against them is just disgusting to me. So I will always support law enforcement, and I'm honored to have their support. And we also have to get rid of these crazy prosecutors that put the rights of criminals ahead of innocent people and victims. So we need sweeping change.
You sure do. What's the website, Eric Hovde from Wisconsin?
Eric, E-R-I-C, Hovde, H-O-V-D-E.com. I really appreciate everybody's help.
You got it. Eric Hovde, let's get ahead of ourselves, knock on wood, if you win this, and I think you got a great chance, don't forget about us. Right? Come on back and tell us how Wisconsin's looking. We'd really appreciate it. Thanks a lot for your time today. Good luck in the race.
Thank you so much. Everybody have a great day.
You got it. Folks, I'm telling you, that race is, I'm not going to say it was unexpected. Tammy Baldwin is genuinely an awful center. She doesn't really get herself into trouble. She just doesn't do anything for Wisconsin at all, ever. Look it up. She only takes credit for other people's stuff. And then finally, you've got a candidate going, hey, what exactly has this woman done? And everybody's like scratching her head like, she sponsored the People for Cute Puppies Act. And then you look at her like, no, she didn't. No, she, it wasn't even her thing. She just takes credit for other people's work. It's hilarious. She takes credit for these things like she made them up and she doesn't do anything. We've got to vote down ballot. It is absolutely critical. You ever heard of Bernie Moreno? Bernie Moreno's running in Ohio. I interviewed him at the RNC and he really impressed me, producer Jim, and my whole team. We got him back on the radio show. You're going to love it. But our next sponsor first. Folks, everybody's talking about those weight loss injections because the results are really dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing your appetite. It's really simple. But what if you don't have a lot of money for these shots? They can be expensive and you don't like injections. That's why Brickhouse Nutrition's doctors created a supplement called Lean, L-E-A-N. The results are incredible. I can personally vouch. I lost about 28 pounds on it over the course of a couple months. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help lower your blood sugar and help burn fat by converting it into energy and help curb your appetite and cravings. Lean's not for the diet or only has a few pounds to lose. The docs at Brickhouse, they created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Again, I can personally vouch for it. People ask how I lost weight. That's how. You can get started with 15% off today and free rush shipping. Add Lean to your wellness and exercise plan. Visit takelean.com and enter code Dan15, Dan15 for your discount. That's promo code Dan15 at takelean.com. These statements or products have not been evaluated by the FDA. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. They're not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. Bernie's another candidate with a great chance to flip a seat in Ohio. Check this out. I told you got to vote down ballot. You have to vote down ballot. You can't just show up and fill in the circle for Donald Trump and leave. You're not really doing Donald Trump a big favor by doing that. I'm sorry, because what's going to wind up happening is you had the opportunity to pull a Republican congressman. Every congressman's on the ballot. Every congressman, everywhere, every seat. They're up every 2 years. And a third of the U.S. Senate is on the ballot, too, depending on what class you're in. It's the way it works. You are leaving a potential Donald Trump ally on the table. And if we lose the House and the Senate and win the presidency, Donald Trump is going to be impeached on day one. For what? It doesn't matter. They're going to make it up. Piracy on the open seas. Felonious mopery. It doesn't matter. They'll get Twinkies in there to make something else up. Here's a guy running in a race in Ohio that not only has a shot, but the polls show him tied, if not leading, in a state that should not have a Democrat senator, Ohio, which is turning ruby red. I've interviewed him before. He's a fantastic candidate. His name is Bernie Moreno. Bernie, thanks for spending some time with us. We appreciate it.
No, happy to be on, Dan. Thank you so much. It was great seeing you at the RNC. What a great week that was.
Oh, it was fantastic. And man, did you tear it up. After that interview, we got so much good feedback. I think my audience, the feedback I got about your Senate race, where I believe I'm stating an accurate number, the polls, the aggregate polls show you either tied or ahead of Sherrod Brown, who was to the left of Kamala Harris. What he's doing in Ohio, we can't figure out. But one of the things I heard that they really liked about you is your business experience, but the way you related the business experience to discussing government. A lot of people in business run for office, but they never quite make the connection. You seem to really get it. And where I want to go with this is this storm response by the government has been pathetic, Bernie Moreno. If you're a United States senator and a business guy, you know you'd be fired if you were a disaster response company and you handled it like this. What does the storm response say about this bloated bureaucratic government? And how does a guy like you get in there and clean this mess up?
Well, it's a total and complete lack of leadership, Dan. I mean, the reality is they got their priorities backwards. They're thinking about equity, inclusion. They're trying to figure out how to resettle migrants instead of how to take care of American citizens. They should have been on the ground immediately supporting people. This is what President Trump will do, is not only provide the leadership, but put to nomination people in his cabinet that will actually run these agencies efficiently, effectively. As a United States Senator, I get to confirm that person. Look, we're going to do some great things for the American people that can be summarized this easily. We're going to put the interest of America first among all, and we're going to use our taxpayer dollars to benefit American citizens, hard stop. That's going to be the philosophy of this administration and this Republican Senate going forward.
We're talking to Bernie Moreno running for the United States Senate in the state of Ohio, a critical state. Bernie, how does a guy like Sherrod Brown survive as long as he does in the state of Ohio? I mean, real patriots. Listen, I live in Florida. There are a lot of folks on the west coast of Florida move from here from Ohio. Some go back. It's, you know, they come back and forth. So when I was running over there in Florida District 19, you meet a lot of folks. It's an amazing state. You have really powerful, great cities. But it's turning redder. The numbers speak for themselves. That's a fact. It's turning redder and has been for a long time. It's not even so much a swing state anymore. How does a chameleon like Sherrod Brown, who is a devout leftist, again, just look it up, folks. Don't take my word for it. Look at his voting record. How does a guy like that survive as long as he did in Ohio? What's this guy's trick?
He's running the same playbook and has run the same playbook as Kamala Harris. Look, Kamala Harris is a left-wing lunatic that shouldn't even be getting 20% of the votes in this country, but she just lies. Look at her interview last night with Bret Baier. They just lie and lie and lie. They don't actually ever defend their own positions, their own voting records. They just pretend they're for American energy when you know they're going to kneecap American energy. They're going to ban fracking. They want us all driving electric vehicles. They want us to send hundreds of billions of dollars to foreign countries. They want us, they buy into this idea that guns are the ones that commit crimes, not people. They defund the police. They disrespect the police. They're going to weaken our military. They've made our schools a mess. They've made our communities a mess. But they don't actually ever defend their record or their votes. They just pretend they're something else. Sherrod Brown's gotten away with that for 50 years, Dan. Elvis was performing live in concert when Sherrod Brown was running for office. That's how long this guy's been there.
Talking to Bernie Moreno, he is tied, if not ahead, in many polls in the red state of Ohio, where there is a dreadful deep blue communist United States Senator. My words, sorry, you know, I'm just telling you, it's who he is. Bernie Moreno, I read an article about 2-3 months ago, sitting in a gym. I'm sitting there on that like vertical bench press machine. A fact you don't need to know, but I'll throw it in there. Guy comes up, he's talking to me, and I'm reading this article about Sherrod Brown. And it said this is the first election cycle for this deep blue, really, he's like a San Francisco liberal in Ohio, right? That this is the first election cycle where working class voters in a lot of these Youngstown-like locations and elsewhere that huge majorities of them are now moving over to the Republican Party. They're realizing they got screwed by the Democrats and Sherrod Brown for a long time. You're there. You're knocking on doors. You're doing debates. You're doing town halls. Nobody knows Ohio politics better than you. Are you seeing the same phenomenon that the Republican Party is now becoming the staple party for the dirt under the fingernails working class crowd?
Oh, absolutely. We're the ones that are going to bring American manufacturing back. Look, they want to forgive student debt for people who went to Ivy League schools to learn about 15 genders. We're the ones that say, hey, look, go out there and get a good job where you can have a home, you can afford a car, you can afford to raise a family, you know, that you don't have to go to college to live the American dream. This party, the Democrats of today, the party of the left coast and west east coast leftists that look down on anybody who goes to work. Look, my opponent's a perfect example. This guy grew up wealthy, was a full-pay student at Yale. And by the way, Dan, you ready for this one? Majored in Russian studies. Majored in Russian studies and goes into elected office his whole life. He pretends to be a working class hero. How could he be for the working class and support 10 million to 12 million illegals coming to this country that drives up prices? How could he be for the Green New Deal scam and be for the working class? I mean, this guy doesn't represent working class Americans at all. And the reality is the people of Ohio are realizing that we're going to kick his butt this November, 19 days.
Bernie Moreno is the GOP nominee for the United States Senate in Ohio. Bernie, what's the website? I have a couple questions, but I just want to make sure you get it out.
Yeah, it's BernieMarino.com. We need all the help we can get. This guy raises obscene amounts of money, Dan, on ActBlue, which you and I know is probably a scam, but he raised $31 million last quarter, $31 million in one quarter, record-setting amount. So BernieMarino.com, we need all the help we can get, Dan, from your listeners.
And it's more, no, like M-O-R-E-N-O, correct? Am I spelling that right?
Correct. Bernie, okay, but I'll be the good Bernie. I'm going to rehabilitate the name Bernie in American politics.
Thankfully, you're the opposite of the other Bernie. Bernie, he's like the bizarro Bernie from the old Superman comics. Bernie Moreno, I did a site early on. It was one of my first sites on the president's detail. Obama had just gotten into office. And where'd I get sent? The Caterpillar plant in Youngstown, Ohio. I was there for a couple weeks. And, you know, dealing with the community and the police officers, that is working class America. The Democrats call it flyover country. We call it, you know, home. That's what we call it. And I found the place really fascinating. I really enjoyed it. I was just kind of really getting into politics, even though I was still working, you know, in the Secret Service. But I was finding politics fascinating. And it's been an area, like I said before, where it's trending red because the working class realizes it's been screwed over. But I'd like you to comment on this specifically. I know you're not running in Michigan. I understand that. Mike Rogers is running against Slotkin. But it applies nonetheless in working class Ohio. How is it that some union bosses, not necessarily union workers, matter of fact, definitely not union workers, are supporting this green new scam transition to electric vehicles, knowing full well, you and I both know this, that number one, they require fewer auto workers, so you're probably going to use your job. It's basically a battery, some wheels. I mean, it's more complicated, but you get the point. A gas-powered engine's a lot more parts. And second, you're not only going to lose your job because it requires fewer workers, you're going to lose your job because nobody wants them. They're sitting on lots. Ford is losing something like $60,000 a truck they sell. This is the biggest scam in America. If you're Caterpillar, heavy equipment, or a car company, this green new scam that Sherrod Brown loves is putting you and your family on the unemployment line. I mean that in the literal sense.
Oh, absolutely. Well, let me just give you two data points. Number one, Ohio produces more internal combustion engines than any other state in the country. So it's an existential threat for us. Most of our farmers, about 30% of their crops go into liquefied fuels. So this irrational move to electric vehicles is insane. It will hand our auto industry over to China. Look, Sherrod Brown wanted an electric pickup truck plant to go into Lordstown, Ohio. I tried to save the factory by proposing to create a ride-sharing service called Cruise. We'd keep it there. We'd make the Chevy Cruise right here in Lordstown, Ohio. Sherrod Brown fought for an electric pickup truck. You and I both know anybody who drives a pickup truck does not want it to be electric, right? They want a big diesel engine. They want the car to be able to haul and move, not worry about having to go charge your thing for 18 hours. Well, what's the result? The electric pickup truck factory ended up being a Ponzi scheme and closed. That now that plant that used to employ 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 union workers completely closed. The reason the union bosses support the Democrats, Dan, is very simple. They're totally and completely corrupt. This guy, Sean Fain, is the most corrupt UAW leader in history, and that's saying something. This guy gets bought off, paid off. He flies private jets, enjoys God knows what perks off the backs of the workers. The reality is the union workers are going to vote for me. They care about the Second Amendment. They're not into this trans ridiculousness. They don't want to have surgeries on children to transition them, quote unquote, whatever the hell that means. They are going to vote for me. They're going to show out in a big way in places like Warren County and Trumbull County. In fact, that's where I am right now, driving out the vote. We're going to win here. We're going to win Ohio.
We're talking to Bernie Moreno. Stands a damn good chance of being the next U.S. senator, taking over for a terrible Democrat, Sherrod Brown, in Ohio. Last question for you, Bernie Moreno, and it's BernieMoreno.com. I believe the sleeper issue of the race, and I had Eric Hovde from Wisconsin, I'm sure you guys may have met, or you run in the same cycle, you run into people at candidate events, you have running a great race there as well. And this is turning into a huge issue in Wisconsin. This issue of boys and girls sports and men and women's sports is an atrocity. It is the fundamental unfairness of it and the culture war. It's not just about a volleyball game. It's about a bigger cultural war on objective truth in America. This is turning into the sleeper issue of the cycle. I'm hearing candidates coming on the show. We interview a lot of them telling me this is the first thing people bring up in town halls. You're out there campaigning. I got about 2 minutes left. Your general thoughts on that?
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge issue because my opponent voted against prohibiting men from playing in women's sports. He voted against prohibiting children from getting sex reassignment surgeries. Look, Dan, I'm the dad of two girls, a grandfather of two young grandbabies. I don't want guys dressing in locker rooms with them when they're kids. I don't want men competing with them in sports. We had Riley Gaines out to Ohio about a month or so ago. She tells a story about what she did, what she had to put up with Leah Thomas. That's just insane. And let me tell you something. Ohio's a big sports state. We care a lot about sports, and this issue is ridiculous, and the world is laughing at us, Dan. The Chinese generals must be sitting there looking, God, what is going on with America when they're having this insane conversation? And my opponent is just a far-left radical liberal, and this is the easiest way to show people how out of touch he is with Ohio.
Bernie Moreno, I feel really great about your race. I think you've got a damn good chance. If you want to send him a few bucks, you want to send some support his way, Bernie Moreno, like more, no, M-O-R-E-N-O. .com is the website. Bernie, good luck. Let me tell you, your appearance on our show at the RNC, we got a really, really solid amount of feedback. People around the country really resonated with that message you got. So thanks a lot for running. Good luck, my friend. Keep us updated on the campaign.
Thanks, Dan. And let's get everybody in Ohio who's listening to go vote early. You can vote today. Go get it done.
My man, thank you. Thank you. Dairy folks, how many? Again, there's another. He's actually running. He doesn't want to lose. He's telling you to vote early, too. I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound like a toolbox. I'm not running. I don't need your vote. I'm not running for anything. I just can't lose this. We got a country to save. Please go in person and vote early. Please. 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 I'm begging. Actually begging. No pride. No shame in this game at all. Please. Go in person and vote early. Thank you. Our final candidate next, but let's get to our last sponsor. Ladies and gentlemen, the Genucel Skincare Dark Spot Corrector is back on sale with their amazing fall promotion. For a limited time, get the top-selling Genucel Dark Spot Corrector right now and help those dark marks and sunspots disappear right before your eyes. And don't take my word for it. Here's Stephanie from Santa Cruz, California. I have skin damage from years in the sun. Love this product. It reduces the appearance of the various discolorations and leaves my skin looking younger. Great, even at my age. That's right, sunspots, brown spots, discoloration, even red inflamed patches could all disappear in front of your very eyes. The Genucel guarantee is amazing. You'll see results the very first day, guaranteed or your money back. So take advantage of the Genucel Complete Skincare Package, which includes also the classic Genucel bags and puffiness treatment and immediate effects, all at about 70% off, so you can try the best skincare in the world for yourself completely risk-free. It's simple. Go to Genucel.com/Dan today and start looking years, even decades younger tomorrow. Genucel, Genucel.com/Dan is a special gift. Every package includes a limited edition beauty box with two skincare essentials. Absolutely free with your order right now. Genucel.com/Dan, Genucel.com/Dan. Tim Sheehy is poised to beat swamp creature John Tester, fake phony fraud tester in Montana. Can't stand that guy. Listen to how that reads. Jim, I got a new hero. You know, my childhood hero was not, you know, Doc Gooden like Jim, who was a Mets fan. It was Don Mattingly. But I've had a replacement for now. Paul R. says to me, sent a message to the show. Hey, Dan, took 22 people yesterday to vote, three trips. Yeah, man. We love you, Paul. Paul R., I got your message. You're my new hero of the day. We're off to find hero. Dan, you can't sing. I know. Yeah, I suck. I get it. But I like it. So enjoy your life. Joy, right? Kamala Harris says it's all about joy. I don't want to waste any time. I got to get to this candidate because he's amazing. Let me welcome back to the show. Republican nominee from the amazing, picturesque state of Montana, Tim Sheehy, who is going to win that race. Tim, welcome back to the show. Good to have you.
Thanks, Dan. We're here between Townsend and Helen on the road. We're running grassroots campaigns, let's say, like we have been. We're going to keep the pressure on for another 10 days. We can't let up. We're going to win this thing.
Tim, your race, Tim Sheehy, I'm going to say his name over and over so you remember it. This is an absolutely critical race. You may decide the Senate. I mean, you literally may decide the Senate. The seat, bizarrely, is occupied by a phony and a fraud, John Tester, who claims he's represents Montana values as a Democrat. He does not. He's basically Bernie Sanders in fake cowboy boots. He pretends to be a cowboy when it's convenient. And I know you're doing well in this race, Tim. Forget the polls. I don't believe polls suck. Who cares? All I care about is the election day poll called the election. But I know you're doing well because their attacks on you are hilarious. Their attacks are that you're a successful businessman with a career of service in the military, and they've attacked your military service, and they've attacked you for being successful. There's no substance in it. This is the mark of a desperate campaign that is really struggling right now.
Well, I mean, that's what the D in Democrat stands for now. It's desperate and deception. I mean, this party is literally based on deception. I was just listening to the run-up here of your program, Kamala Harris talking about how Trump did nothing to secure the border, and she's going to build a wall. I mean, it's remarkable. We have lefty Democrats running like Trump Republicans now in a desperate attempt to hang on to power. And John Tester is doing the exact same thing here. He's running a campaign of deception. He's desperate in these final weeks. Slinging lies, slinging mud. And, you know, this is Tester's M.O. When he beat Conrad Burns in 2006, when he first got in the Senate, you know, it was a character assassination campaign with a made-up fake scandal that took down Conrad Burns and let Tester step in. It was all proved to be false later on. He did the same thing to Ronnie Jackson. He'll be here with us this week, and yes. I'm so excited to have Ronnie back. Ronnie's going to be speaking truth to Montanans, reminding them that John Tester is a corrupt swamp creature who destroyed his career because he didn't want someone in the VA who was going to hold the VA accountable. So John Tester is part of the swamp. He lived there. He's been there for too long. And our campaign, we're having fantastic turnouts across the state because people are enthusiastic to take this country back. And as you correctly stated, this race will determine control of the Senate. And that is the most powerful legislative body on the planet. So it stands to reason that they are doing absolutely everything, anything, no rules to hold on to power because this is control of the most powerful legislative body in the history of the world.
We're talking to Tim Sheehy. Tim Sheehy running for Senate in Montana, a seat bizarrely occupied by a communist now. Tim, listen, you're not kidding when you say how important this is because Senate seats, and I'm, folks, I'm not obviously talking down to anyone in the audience, but some may be new to politics. These are six-year seats. They're not two-year seats like the House. Meaning if Tim Sheehy is the next United States Senator from Montana, that's the entire Trump term and then some. So we get 6 years of an actual conservative Republican in the conservative state of Montana. But John Tester is a horrible human being. What he did to Ronnie Jackson, I don't have time here, folks. You look it up after this is done. Ronnie Jackson's a hero and a patriot, a member of our military who was suggested as a possible VA secretary under Trump. John Tester assassinated his character. It was disgusting. And I'm going to tell you something else, Tim. I read a story in the Wall Street Journal this weekend about a company, a very successful company he ran. I'm not going to get into the details. You know the story better than anyone. They aggressively attacked your company. A proud American company with a growing business because you're closing in and may defeat John Tester. The story was so disturbing. Even the moderate, even sometimes left-leaning Wall Street Journal was horrified about what they did to this business only because you're a Republican running against Tester.
Well, and what's more, Dan, it employs hundreds of Montanans. It was an all-veteran-run business in our first year, still a lot of veterans. And most importantly, Dan, it's an aerial firefighting company. We fight fires. We literally put our life on the line to protect our communities out west. We risk our lives so that others can be saved. And exactly right. They just assaulted that company, Bridger Aerospace, time and again. But like you said, it's an act of desperation here. They know they're going to lose this race. We're going to keep running like we're down because we have to run through the tape. But these are acts of desperation from a party that is cannot run from the fact that the impacts of their policies for the last 3.5 years have been devastating to Americans at every corner of this country, of every socioeconomic class, of every race, color, creed, religion, doesn't matter. They have been a disaster, and now they are trying to do everything they can to distract the American people, and here in Montana, the people of Montana, from the fact that John Tester and Kamala Harris and Joe Biden's agenda has been a disaster. But they're going to do everything they can to convince Montanans that Tester's with Trump. And for Montanans listening, let's not forget, John Tester voted to impeach Donald Trump, not once, but twice. Two times he voted to impeach him. So in addition to the Senate being an important body, Dan, we always have to remember, the Senate's also in the personnel business. Supreme Court justices, cabinet right. nominees, impeachment authority for the president. And it's not just the legislation that comes through the Senate, it's the people that come through the Senate. And if we do not have control of the Senate, we're talking about more radical left-wing cabinet nominees, radical judicial nominees, and the impeachment authority for the president. So we've got to turn this body for so many reasons.
Yeah, we do. Folks, listen, you talk to any political analyst you trust. I'm not talking about the swampy people. I'm talking about people who are us, people who are on there on Twitter and the influencer crowd and people who really, you know, they read your stuff. They read a Twitter follower with 1,000 followers in Pennsylvania who sees what's going on the ground. They will tell you this is the most important Senate race, the one in Montana, because there's no reason for us to lose this. Donald Trump, the last poll I saw is up something like 15 to 20 points in Montana. If this very simple act happens, that you show up to vote for Donald Trump, which I know the MAGA crowd will, we love you guys. All you've got to do is fill in the bubble on the race that right down there. Tim Sheehy. That's all you got to do. It's that simple. It is an easy ask. And we win this thing in a rout. Now, Tim, I'm seeing this. This is what really upsets me about Tester. This guy is a fraud. He is a genuinely awful. I'm not even telling you all the stories I've heard about Tester because I don't want to waste your time. He's awful. Now, him, Bob Casey in Pennsylvania, another fraud Democrat, Alyssa Slotkin in Michigan. You've seen this, right? They're now running ads pretending to be aligned with Donald Trump. Oh, yeah, we signed this bill with Donald Trump. These people hate Donald Trump. They wanted him impeached. They wanted him thrown in jail. This is the biggest fraud I've ever seen. And I've seen it in Montana, too, with this phony Tester.
Again, D stands for deception now. I mean, that's truly what it is. The party tells you inflation is not real. It's just imaginary when we're all looking at our grocery receipts. They tell them they're the most pro-energy party in history, yet they've been waging a war on American fossil fuels. They tell us that the border is really secure when obviously it's not. I mean, in my debate with John Tester, he blamed me for the open border. Literally, Dan, he with a straight face, blamed me for the open border, even though this guy's voted for every single Biden-Harris policy. So you're absolutely right. I mean, they're all trying to run like Trump Republicans now because they're looking at the same numbers we are. The Democrat policies are sinking, and they're sinking fast. People are rejecting this America Last agenda. They want common sense back. And, you know, they don't even care what party will give it to them. They just want common sense back. They want a secure border, safe streets, cheap gas, cops are good, criminals are bad, boys are boys, girls are girls. And that stuff was common sense 10 years ago, and that's what Americans want back.
Tim, you laid out pretty elegantly why control of the Senate is so pivotal. We're talking to Tim Sheehy. Tim Sheehy from Montana, running for the U.S. Senate. Vote for him, please. I'm asking you, Bongino Army, as a favor. He's a good man, and we need it. But, Tim, one of the other things you kind of hit, but I want to harp on here, is control of the chairmanships. On both the, you're not running for the House, but the Senate and House side. If we lose the Senate, though we don't have it now, if we don't gain back the Senate, I should say, and take that seat in Montana from phony Tester, right? Democrat in Montana, which is crazy. Can't say that enough. They will have the chairmanship spots. You will see endless investigations into Donald Trump. When the Republicans run it, not only is that obviously not going to happen, but we get to finally look into some of the corruption in the swamp and clean up this mess. If we don't win the Senate and we don't have those chairmanships, it is going to be an investigative disaster. You're going to see the Alvin Bragg case in New York against Donald Trump over and over and over. Fraud cases with no victims. You're going to see this over and over.
Now, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, Trump has to win, but all of our Trump voters got to remember, if he doesn't have a Congress behind him, the Senate and the House are not with him, you hit the nail on the head. It's going to be impeachment. It's going to be investigations. They're going to mire his agenda, just like the whole resist movement. Remember what happened last time, the whole resist movement? They're going to dig in and try to thwart his agenda with the deep state, with the media, and with legislators every step of the way. So we got to have a clean bill of health going into 2025. And if we have all three chambers, you know, the White House, House, and the Senate, you know, last time we had it, we had the biggest tax cut in the history of the country, and we had a sealed border. And that those things unleash the strongest economy in a generation. So in just two short years, that's how much we got done with a totally red House and Congress. So it's about time we do the same thing. We need to deliver Trump a Senate and a House so he can get as much done as humanly possible in the 4 years he's got.
We're talking to Tim Sheehy, who is running through the tape as the Senate candidate for the GOP in Montana. Tim, I'd just like you to address two quick tactical questions, and I'll let you get back to the campaign trail. Number one, please emphasize the importance to voters of down-ballot voting. We have a lot of people who show up in both parties. It's not a Republican phenomenon. They vote for president and they go home. That is a huge mistake. These down-ballot races, as you just explained, really matter. But it's not just your race. It's a race for Congress. It's the race for librarian, dog catcher. It's the ballot initiatives. It's city council. You've got to look up a voter guide, a Republican voter guide, and vote down ballot. And second, please emphasize the importance of showing up in person and voting early, banking that vote so you don't have to go chase people. It saves money. It saves time. Hit those two things, and then we'll let you go. We appreciate your time.
Now, thank you for emphasizing this. I'm a first-time candidate. I've never run for anything, not student council, not city council, nothing. So this is my first. I've learned a lot here in the last 18 months. And as you said, down ballot races matter, and that is everything down to your state representative, your state senator, your city council. If we learned anything during COVID, it's that our local elected officials do matter. Who holds our local officer, county health inspector, to county commissioner? They can shut down your business. They can make you put a diaper on your face. They can make you take the jail. Whatever it is, they have a lot of power. So do the research and vote down ballot, because don't just start filling boxes or ignore them, because there are a lot of people who do know, and there's Soros-funded groups that'll come in, and they do know exactly who they want there. Soros has been funding DAs all over the country. So early voting, vote in person, vote absentee. However you can, just make sure your ballot's counted. We've lost very winnable races before, like Nevada in 2022, because Republicans did not take the opportunity to vote early or vote absentee. We lost that race by a few thousand votes that we should have won, and we wouldn't have a Democrat Senate now if we'd won that race. So get any way you can get your vote in. You got to vote, swamp the vote, win by so much that any amount of fraud won't matter. We got to win by such a wide margin that we have a decisive mandate to save this country.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Nevada 2022, because I believe that was the snowstorm race. You're like, in Nevada? Yes.
Exactly.
A snowstorm on election day that kept people home, and we only lost by a couple thousand votes. Tim, what's the website? If people want to send their support, send a few dollars, where can they find your campaign website?
TimForMT.com, TimForMT.com, and go on there. If you can send us $5 or $10, I know we're close to the finish line, but what that money does at this point, like Dan alluded to, that is door knockers. That's people going door to door saying, hey, have you turned your ballot in? Why haven't you filled out your ballot? Well, I have questions. Okay, they can answer questions. Here's your voter information card. Making sure, literally, it's door to door combat at this point, walking to people's doors, knocking on them, making sure they're getting their ballots in so we have maximum voter turnout this election.
Tim Sheehy, I hope and pray the next time we talk to you, it's a different status, U.S. Senator, so no one's getting presumptuous, no red wave talk, but I feel really good. God bless you. Good luck. Get back on the campaign trail, and reach out to us anytime. You're always welcome back.
Thanks, Dan. God bless.
You got it. Folks, I'm not kidding. That's the race. There is absolutely no way we should lose the races in West Virginia and Montana as Republicans for the Senate. Joe Manchin and John Tester have absolutely no business. Manchin, he's not running again, but Tester is, being in those seats. Zero. 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 Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. Make sure you check it out every day at 11 a.m. live or on demand anytime. Available exclusively on video at rumble.com/Bongino and the audio version on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Give us a follow. See you there.
You just heard Dan Bongino.